Vectors are actually the world around us. Until we learn it, physics is totally unrealistic. Observe your surroundings. How many things do you see always moving in a straight line with a constant acceleration? I can't see much. We all see objects rotating, bouncing, rolling in different directions irrespective of making a constant angle. To predict their motion, we need vectors. Let's say that the angle between A and B is theta. Then the angle of the vectors is 90, theta. Let 90, theta, equals alpha. Then the resultant between two vectors is R2 equals A2 plus B2 plus 2 abcos theta. Now what is resultant vector? Resultant vector is the direction in which the effect of both the vectors would be seen. Now how to find the direction? Means we found the magnitude, but since we are doing vectors, we need directions too. Now, we have three rules for predicting the direction dash. Triangle rule. Parallelogram rule. Polygon rule. So, starting with the triangle rule. The triangle rule states that if two different vectors follow the same pattern of directions, therefore the resultant direction will be along the line joining the two endpoints of the triangle so formed. The parallelogram rule states that if the two vectors go in opposite directions, then the resultant direction will be along the diagonal of a parallelogram formed by symmetrically flipping the triangle so formed. The polygon rule states that if the two vectors do not seem to follow any pattern in direction, then the resultant direction is along the line which joins the initial and the final point of the vectors arranged by using triangle and parallelogram rules. Now, since we have directions, we also need to know the angles between them. The angle between vectors are calculated as follows. Vectors are a whole new set of rules. It has its own rules of addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, resolution, and these will be discussed soon. Stay home, stay safe.